This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I know that already. You don't have to tell me. It does not matter because it never has. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand in your neck of the woods, or we are hanging out on this Thursday, March the 6th. Of 2025, day 65th of the year, and only 300 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Yep, that's where we're streaming, that's where we're hanging, that's where we're doing our thing. Yep, that's what we do. It is what we do around here, no doubt. Anyways, so let's see. A lot of stuff, 24 hours, really about 24 hours or less, depending when we hung out less. Or last, not less, or maybe we did hang out less, whoever knows. So, a lot of stuff to talk about. Show here, if you haven't been here before, we talk about safety in the news. News and safety is just kind of the way that it goes. And then we talk about everything that's going on inside of the world. And what else do we do? Well, I mean, thanks for coming in. If this is the first time here, if you've been here before, great that you're back hanging out with us. We are a radio show that's on a podcast network that's also on some kind of video streaming all over the place. RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com. I mean, we also have Safety.fm if you want to hang out there. What else do we have? I mean, we're everywhere. It's kind of a little bit of everywhere as we're doing it. But here's the important part. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Yeah, callinradio.com. Once you get there, it will give you the option to video, audio, and text message is the options there. And it comes directly into our system. And I have a little box over there where everything kind of pops up. And I get to see some of the stuff that's going on. So it's an integral part of what we do, of course. That's just kind of the way that it goes. And that's it. That is that, as we like to say. So, let's talk real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends, Jewel Thief gets creative in how he smuggles his loot. The Menendez brothers' resentencing hearing gets postponed, and a retired judge weighs in on Casey Anthony's new venture. Also, Hilaria Baldwin opens up about the post-run shooting, and David Duchovny will host a new investigative docuseries. We'll talk about that as we're getting into casting calls. Also, reintroducing Megan Sussex in Royals. Yep, Megan Sussex. I'm just telling you how it goes. I don't lay out the land. I'm just telling you where the land is out and we're hanging. Just kind of how it goes. So, a lot of stuff going on. No doubt or out or there. So with that being said, I have my friends from Feature Story News that are hanging out. And of course, they want to talk to you and about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multi. So let's do that. Let's get you into the news, because I think that's what we're doing next.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump's given Hamas a last warning to release hostages held in Gaza. He says not a single Hamas member will be safe otherwise. It came as the White House confirmed it was in direct discussions with Hamas about Israeli hostages still being held by the group. UK Defence Secretary John Healey's in Washington for talks on Ukraine with his US counterpart Pete Hegseth. They're expected to discuss America having stopped sharing intelligence with Ukraine and a UK proposal for a ceasefire, which is being worked on with Ukraine and France. Former US envoy to Kiev, Kurt Volker, believes Donald Trump's strategy for ending the war faces major challenges.
He needs to get Vladimir Putin to the table, who is currently quite happy to keep attacking Ukraine. So you have to get Putin to engage. And also to make sure that if you do that, you can work with Ukraine so that our assistance doesn't encourage them to fight, rather encourages them that they have the strength not to fight. Nobody has tried to actually end the war for a very long time, and he is actually trying to stop it.
U.S. President Donald Trump has granted the three main U.S. carmakers a one-month reprieve on tariffs. They were hit when 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada goods began on Tuesday. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
A pause on tariffs for the big three U.S. carmakers. The White House says General Motors, Ford and Stellantis have been granted a one-month exemption for any cars and trucks entering the U.S. over the Canadian and Mexican borders. It comes after President Trump spoke to the heads of the three companies. The US does almost $350 billion combined in auto trade with Canada and Mexico, but the pause seems to be temporary, with the president doubling down on his other tariffs and promising reciprocal duties will begin on April 2nd. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Reports say the US is pushing India to reduce tariffs on most American goods to zero as both sides negotiate a trade deal. It comes after President Donald Trump imposed reciprocal tariffs, calling India an unfair trading partner. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
Media reports say the US is pushing India to cut down import duties on electric vehicles from nearly 110% to zero. Sources say it's also demanding minimal tariffs on most goods apart from agricultural ones. This comes as the US and India have been working on a trade deal that Delhi hopes will help reduce the impact of the reciprocal tariffs that President Trump says will kick in from April 2nd. Analysts believe India may not agree to such a sharp reduction in duties, especially as Indian automakers such as Tata Motors and Mahindra have been lobbying the government to protect the country's nascent EV industry, and US car makers such as Tesla's entry here could significantly impact their expansion plans.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the alternative, or at least an alternative, to President Trump's plans for Gaza. As you know, he's proposing to seize the territory, turn it into part of the United States, force the departure of more than 2 million Palestinian residents, and then develop it into what he's called the Riviera of the Middle East. Arab leaders have roundly rejected those plans. Earlier this week, they approved a proposal of their own that would rebuild Gaza and salvage the territory for its existing population. Vivian Yee is Cairo bureau chief for the New York Times.
Essentially, they're talking about rebuilding Gaza without moving all 2 million Palestinians there outside of the territory, mm-hmm. as Trump has suggested. They're hoping to keep them there while spending billions on reconstruction. And then they're going to have Gaza run and administered by a sort of temporary transitional governing committee that would be not affiliated with Hamas. Eventually, they would hand over power to the Palestinian Authority, which currently runs only the West Bank. And in the future, they want to see a Palestinian state that unites the West Bank and Gaza. But all of that at the moment is a little bit pie in the sky.
Because Israel and the United States have roundly rejected the Arab leaders' plans, and they would require funding by the United Nations and other international organizations over which the United States has enormous sway. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's given Hamas a last warning to release hostages held in Gaza. UK Defence Secretary John Healey's in Washington for talks on Ukraine with his US counterpart Pete Hegseth. US President Donald Trump's granted the three main car makers in the US a one-month reprieve on tariffs. And reports say America's pushing India to reduce tariffs on most American goods to zero as both sides negotiate a trade deal. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Let's
start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R, safety show.
Oh, you know how it is. It's pit, what is it? Pit falling and spitballing. Is that, I think that's the quote. So put it to you that way. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. No doubt there. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the world of the things that are happening. So, let me give you an update. After Fire Festival 2 organizers announced the location and dates of the events in Isla Mujeres, Mexico, locals officials say that they've never heard of it. Edgar Gasca, the head of the island tourism department, tells The Guardian, "We have no knowledge of this event, nor contact if any person or company about it. For us, this is an event does not exist." Oh, how we're starting back down the same path again. Okay, but wait. Billy McFarland, the organizer who went to prison for his mismanagement of the first Fire Festival, took to social media to reiterate that the festival is absolutely moving forward. Well aware of he's personally lost all credibility, McFarland said, "Other professional companies are handling the logistics and operations of the event, including the incredible production team in Mexico who does not fuck around." Yeah, his wording, not mine. What else? He said that he has no contracts with villas, yachts, and hotels to house guests. In terms of the entertainment, McFarland says artists, athletes, and other performers are on board and scheduled for Fire 2. He also reasserted that his commitment to paying back more than $20 million in restitution that he owes and using a large percentage of his profits from the festival to make good on his debts. This is according to McFarland himself. So let's backtrack real quick. So you're having a festival or a second festival to make up for the first festival, and how you're going to pay back the people from the first festival is from the money from the second festival, but you're not sure if the second festival is going to be good because nobody knows anything that's going on, and then you're going to take the money from there and pay the people from the first one that you still owe money to. Okay, I'm just trying to make sure I got it all down.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Entertainment Company 101. There you go. Okay, so let's talk about this because it's going to be a good time. You know, some of the best places to talk about here. A 32-year-old Texas man with 48 outstanding warrants in Colorado's impersonated a rep for professional basketball players to gain access to the VIP area of the Tiffany and Co. store in Orlando, Florida. Once that he was in the back of the store, Jaden Gilder allegedly grabbed two pairs of earrings worth $769,500 and a ring worth $587,000. Resisting an employee's attempt to stop him, Gilder ran out of the store and into the parking lot where he got into a vehicle and fled the scene. Officers later spotted the getaway car, identified Gilder, and attempted to arrest him. While resisting arrest, Gilder reportedly swallowed the two pairs of earrings. No word on if he ditched the ring. A search warrant and a subsequent body scan confirmed the official suspicion that he had ingested the jewelry. Gilder, who asked whether he would be charged with in his stomach faces charges of first degree grand theft and robbery with a mask. This is according to WKMG. Yeah. I mean, interesting stuff. Always an interesting time for sure on what's going on. Now, I'm pretty sure I know exactly where the store is located that they're talking about, because I would imagine it's the one in the Mall of Millennia here in Giddo, Orlando. So, yeah, what a fun time. Yeah. Yeah, what a fun time. Okay, so let's talk real quick because, hey, we're already going down some weird paths first thing in the morning here. Rumor is actor Ben Affleck would love another chance with his ex-wife, actress Jennifer Gardner. That's too many Jennifers in one person's life. He would definitely be open to giving things another shot with Jen and if the timing was right. As the insider tells Page Six, at the same time, Ben knows it's just not realistic at this time in their life. As for Jen, the feelings are not mutual. She's been dating businessman John Miller for on and off since 2018. Ben and Jen were married for 10 years and shared three kids together. This is according to Page Six. Now, exactly how does this information get out? Yeah, I'm wanting another shot with my ex. I mean, that's going to make it a very interesting relationship going forward when you're going to pick up the kids, dropping off the kids. I mean, I'm just saying. I'd have all kinds of interesting questions of going, what the hell's going on here? You know, just saying. Just some finger-ingers as we are talking. So what else? ABC News and Disney Entertainment Network Division will cut about 200 employees and restructure some programming. The same team will now produce both 2020 and Nightline. Polling outfit 538 will shut down completely along with 15 full-time staff. Good Morning America will also have one production crew instead of two to get its three-hour programming on the air. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So it has currently two production crews? Is it broken down into studios, or will they just kind of merge both crews into one? I'm just asking. Because you know how it is, how some of these things go. Some stuff to talk about, of course. So take a listen to this. Hilaria Baldwin dropped a bomb about her. What transcribed after the fatal Rust shooting during a recent episode of her family's reality show. The Baldwins, the day after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was tragically shot on the set at the hands of Alec Baldwin. Hilaria recalls getting a text from her husband stating that he wanted to kill himself. He wishes it were him. He could change places in a second, Hilaria said to, this is according to the New York Post. Hutchins' family has slammed Baldwin and TLC show for saying that it's shameless for the claim that he had PTSD following the tragic incident. The family filed a notice of deposition in New Mexico this week, demanding that Baldwin testify in the wrongful death civil suit scheduled for May the 9th. I'm just saying. So it's going to be interesting in regards of what's going on. So there you go. Take a listen to this. The judge overseeing the trial for Brian Kudberger, the man accused of killing four college students in Idaho in 2022, says the defendant's attorney and prosecutors are being needlessly secretive of their filings. Earlier this week, Judge Stephen Hippler issued a court order accusing lawyers on both sides to needlessly filing documents under the seal. This runs counter to the public First Amendment rights to know what is going on in its courts, he wrote, calling on the attorneys to use redaction and initials for privacy instead of completely concealing the content. The trial is scheduled for August the 11th. This is according to AP. 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 So there you go. Some interesting stuff. Always is. That's what happens around here, no doubt. Okay, what else? Starbucks CEO Brian Nicole thinks that the coffee chain corporate employees have been sluggish and ineffective. In a video message employees posted on the company's internal communication channels, Nicole says that the corporate structure has been ineffective making decisions and that the executives and managers have failed to hold each other accountable. to, well, I guess each other accountable is really what it should say. The whip cracking follows the news of layoffs for more than 1,000 corporate employees. More insightfully, Nicole said the layoffs weren't part of a cost-cutting measures, but to make management more effective and efficient. Worth noting, the profit-motivated corporation with about 16,000 employees can cut 1,000-plus jobs to make it more efficient. What does that say about the enormous government workforce that unaccountable to any shareholders and no incentives for efficiency? Not sure how they tied in together, but definitely some editors think that there is a tie-in for sure. As we are talking. Okay, what else do we got? What else? Pope Watch. Pope Francis is recovering from weeks-long bout with respiratory infections. The Vatican announced Wednesday that the pontiff has full day without any significant medical issues while receiving oxygen therapy and a non-invasive medical ventilation, according to the Vatican press office. Francis has been hospitalized for about 3 weeks. As we are talking, this is according to Vatican News. So there you go. Okay, let's get swampy real quick because that's what we need to do. It is the swamp of the omp of the omp. So let's talk about this. Tariff talk. The Trump administration announced 1 month reprieve from 25% tariffs on cars made in Canada and Mexico by American companies. President Trump spoke with Canadian counterparts on Wednesday and told him that his effort is to curb illegal immigration and drug trafficking into the United States have not gotten far enough. Also, the Supreme Court ruled about the Trump admin's cancellation of the $2 billion payments through USAID Wednesday morning. The court declined to block the lower court's order, concluding that the government was obligated to make good on payments for goods and services that have already been completed. Worth noting, the order applies to relatively small portions of the USAID funds that further does not hinder larger strategy to dismantle the organization. On the other end of things, a federal judge ruled against the suit bought by the New York City calling FEMA to make good on $80 million to shelter illegal immigrants. Also, Americans were largely pleased with Trump's Tuesday night's address. A CNN poll shows that 69% are viewing the speech as somewhat or very positive. At CBS, a poll shows 76% of those watched approve the Trump speech. So there you go. That's the info. That is what's going on. What else do I got for you? Okay, so let's talk about the Dow. The Dow gained about 485 points to close at 43,006 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 64 points to close at 5,842. And the NASDAQ increased by 267 points to close at 18,552. West Texas Intermediate closed at $66 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $69 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.10 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin climbed significantly on Wednesday, trading over $90,000. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $223 million jackpot, or a $110.5 million cash payout. Matter of fact, I lied. It's $233 million cash payout. Or jackpot, better saying. So, there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Let's talk about some weird stuff here. According to The Sun, Justin Bieber's longtime personal assistant, Mattel Caldas, has quit to pursue an acting career, but others suggest that Caldas split over Bieber's recent behavior. Caldas isn't the first to bail either. The outlet reports that several bodyguards and drivers have also chosen to distance themselves from the singer. This is according to The Sun. S-U-N, just in case. Also, Judge Belvin Perry Jr., who presided over the Casey Anthony child murder trial, has some thoughts about Anthony returning to the spotlight, specifically as a legal advocate.
Legal advocate.
The now retired judge says that he believes that Anthony is craving attention and is warning people not to listen to the legal advice as she hasn't passed the bar. That being said, Perry Jr. said that he's sure that she will still get some people to bite because they're born suckers out there every minute. Wow, that's harsh. As previously reported, Anthony is making her presence known on TikTok, where she announced her intentions to serve as a legal advocate. This is according to TMZ. So, I don't know. Maybe it's something good to pursue.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just talking. Anyways, word of non-legal advice. Don't do it. So there you go. Okay, Eric Church, the chief bar, is selling drinks inspired by fellow country singer Megan Wallen's infamous chair throwing. The chair contains Smirnoff raspberry vodka, raspberry liqueur, lemonade, and a splash of soda. It's served in a red cup with a miniature folding chair hanging on it. The drink is all good fun as Church and Wallen are friends and collaborators. So there you go. Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke and a half as we are talking. Let's see if I can get a picture. Oh, that's what the picture looks like if you are hanging out on the stream, on the video stream. Yeah, that's the chair right there. People, it's hilarious. Hilarious. In regard to what they do from time to time. Okay, what else do we have? What else do we have here? Okay, Louis Capaldi is in the YouTube billion views thanks to his 2019 Billboard Hot 100, Someone You Love. The track spent 3 weeks at number one on the Hot 100 in November of 2019, making Capaldi's first and only chart-topper single tally to date. So there you go. Let me give you one more. Jennifer Hudson was consoled by her boyfriend Common after being drilled in the face by a basketball during the Knicks-Warriors game on Tuesday. The couple were sitting courtside as Miles McBride lost control of the ball, sending it right into Hudson. Footage of the impact appears that Hudson was uninjured, though her glasses did get bent. So there you go. There's some video, of course, of that. All over the place online. So here we go. 32 minutes past the top of the hour. I think it might be time to do that thing that we do right around now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story, because we have to talk, we have to do, and we have to move on some of the things. Because I tell you, I get all antsy sitting around trying to figure out stuff to do next. Now, from time to time, we need to talk about this because I think it's important. I know that normally at the beginning of every year, since we've been doing this, we talk normally about books and books that I plan to read throughout the year and normally how many books I normally read. And I will tell you, there are some months that I'm doing 3-4 books a month. Then there's some time where I struggle and I'll have one book that will last me a couple of months. Normally a 3 or 4 books is kind of more on par. So I was looking yesterday and I said, okay, we haven't really addressed this book thing except one time on the other show so far this year. And I was looking and I have noticed that I have 16 books. Yes, 1/6 of things that I want to read. And when I say that I want to read, I mean that I have purchased these books, not a wish list, and I'm ready to go. And then I was looking at this, and I was thinking about it going, how in the hell did I get 16 books that I'm going to read and going to cover? I mean, that was the next thing that came about. And I looked at it, and I said, listen, there are some of these books that I read that are nonfiction, and they are related to the stuff that I'm interested about. There are also some other books that are related to safety stuff that I want to read. And then there's some other books that are self-help kind of style books. All that fun stuff. And listen, there's authors out there in our space of the stuff that we do that write a book a year. And good for them that they have that much stuff to talk about, because I just don't understand on how you can pull that off. But then again, some people go, how the hell do you talk every day about what's going on inside of the world? But I think that's a little bit easier to do. But I look at this and I go, how many of these books that are out there right now that you have read inside of the safety space seem to be repetitive. Like, seriously, seem to be repetitive. And I guess to some extent we have to look at it as a lot of books consist of looking through the author's lens, even though it might be repetitive information.
Duh.
So what do we do here? How do you get the data and then change it over? Now, I will tell you, there's some friends of mine that are authors. Some are friends. Some are acquaintances. And I have one acquaintance that he writes at this level that I do not understand sometimes in regards of how detailed and how academic they want to make their book. And there's nothing wrong there. And then I have a friend that sometimes takes those books from academia and then puts it in the most simple English words possible in regards to getting the information over. Now, sometimes the books are repetitive to each other, but it is a distinct lens on how it's communicated. So as I go through that and I mention that, how does that work with you? Do you look at these high-level academic books or no? Now, I will tell you, there was a couple friends of mine that wrote a book, and they gave the breakdown of the simplest things that that were possible in regards on how it was written. It was almost like as you were reading it, it was a dialogue between you and the authors of this book. And I look at this, and I continue and continue and continue and go, how do you like these books? The books that are out there currently, which ones do you look at and go, this makes sense to me? Or do you go, there is kind of like a beginning level, an intermediate level, and a high level in regards on how the book should come in? I'm just asking the question. Because to me, it's important on how things are communicated. As I say often, you have to meet people where they're at. And if they are not okay by learning it this level or that level or the other level, you have to give them the information on where they want to learn it. Because if you give me something that is extremely difficult to read, I'm not probably going to read it or enjoy it. Like there's this one book that is like a trilogy book in regards of how much data it has in it. It is written as a textbook. Several thousand pages. I have read this book probably like three times. Book information, or the book itself, textbook, is exactly how it's written. Love the information in it, difficult to read. But because I enjoyed the information, it became easier to read after I read it the second time, maybe the third time. I might have read it more than three times now that I think about this. But that's where we are at. You have to figure out what it is that people enjoy. So how do you like to get your information? Is it audiobooks? Is it reading? Is it somebody telling you what needs to be done? Different strokes, different folks. Just kind of the way that it always goes. What should we do next? Like, how is this data given to you? And if you had a book that you had a hard time with, would you put it through your lens to be able to explain it better to people? Because isn't that what we do with a lot of information? At least it seems that way sometimes.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com.
Safetyfm.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm. Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Hanging out here, Rated R Safety Show. Doing our thing. Yep. Lot of info, lot of things. This right here that you're taking a nice little listen to. It's Ghost Hood. Song titled Good Good Feeling. Lot of stuff, little time. Give this song a little streamer action if you don't mind. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, it's readily available for you right there. No doubt. No doubter outer. Thanks to Ghost Hood for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show, that is for sure. So a lot of stuff going on inside of this thing, so let's not get too carried away, but let's talk about some things that are important to you, possibly important to me. It's really important to me. Let's see if it's important to you. But when you're having a tough time or a tough moment throughout your day, take a pause and take care of yourself. If you go to TWLOHA.com, that's to write love on her arms, and you click on the section that says self-care, there are some suggestions on there on how you can do some things right then, on the spot, at that moment, on how you can make plans to keep yourself and your efforts moving forward by taking care of yourself. And there's just like some simple listings on there on how you can take a few minutes to do one or two things. Connect with your breath, make sure that you have your basic needs met, do a full body scan, use your senses to create space between yourself and your feelings. I mean, there's just different aspects on there that could change everything for you by just doing some simple techniques. So that's to write love on our arms and go to the section that says self-care. Let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse real quick. MIT researchers say that they have developed smart clothes that can tell when you're getting sick. Yeah, getting sick. The researchers invented the fiber computers and networked several of them into garments created in partnership with American military. The clothing containing the group of elastic fiber computers could monitor health conditions and physical activity, alerting the wearer of potential risk in real time. The developers explained that their invention is comfortable and machine washable. Unlike body monitoring systems known as wearables, these fabrics have the advantage of staying in close contact with large areas of the body and therefore can provide more accurate health and physical data. Each smart fiber computer includes Bluetooth communication systems to send data wirelessly to a device such as smartphones, which can read or be read by the users. Smart clothes can tell you when you're sick, what's next. It texts my doctor, and I have a second slice of cake. I mean, that's going to be the other weird thing about it.
And also, it'd be the first time ever that someone could honestly say that I've dressed smartly. You get it? I mean, you get the reference there, so there you go. Okay, take a listen to this, because we talked about it at the very beginning. X-Files star David Duchovny is set to host and produce a new docuseries on the History Channel titled Secrets Declassified. The 10-part show focuses on the latest evidence behind the government's most secretive, strange, and mind-blowing activities that have been declassified through history, per the official description. Each episode follows Duchovny as he speaks with experts on a variety of topics, including stories behind Argo and Area 51 conspiracy. This is according to THR, so I guess be on the lookout for that. So, oh, it's about to get strange. It's about to get a little crazy out there, it sounds like. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life with the Motivation
Minute. The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Matt. Simon Sinek said, "To get the best advice, it's better to talk to a few people personally than it is to talk to a lot of people digitally." I love this. It's true, too. In a direct conversation, you'll get answers, but you'll also get much more by seeing how they say what they say. Have you ever talked to somebody right after they saw a great movie? Like a really great movie? They light up when you're telling you about the amazing adventure they took for a few hours in a cozy theater seat. Their words will paint a beautiful picture in your mind. Now imagine seeing them check a little box online saying, "Good." A completely different way to say the same thing.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. If all we knew about God was the story of Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to the Holy Spirit and fell down dead, we'd be forced to conclude that God is harsh, vindictive, or at least merciless. But that's not true. God is just, to be sure, but he is not without mercy. He is both a loving father pining over his rebellious children and a righteous judge. God is both just and merciful, both infinite and intimate, all-powerful and all-loving. Acts 17 says, "God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice." Lord, help us respect your righteous judgment, even as we glory in your unconditional love. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie and R Safety Show.
Afghan and Pakistani forces exchanged gunfire at the Torkham border crossing, which has been closed for over a week due to a dispute over a new Afghan border post. The clash resulted in the death of one Afghan security personnel and injuries to another.
The Torkham crossing, vital for trade and travel between the two countries, has left thousands of vehicles stranded on both sides due to the closure. Afghan traders are reportedly losing $500,000 daily as a result. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A female suicide bomber targeted a paramilitary patrol vehicle in Kalat, southwest Pakistan, resulting in one death and three injuries. Female suicide bombers are rare in Pakistan, with the last known attack by a woman occurring in 2022.
The attack led to the destruction of a Frontier Corps vehicle, with authorities recovering the bomber's remains. Suspicion falls on the Balochistan Liberation Army, known for previous attacks in the region. Chris Anderson reporting.
In Los Angeles, federal authorities arrested Eduardo Domingo Reynoj Matul and Cristobal Mejia Chai, leaders of a criminal organization accused of smuggling 20,000 people from Guatemala to the U.S. They allegedly charged each migrant up to $18,000 for passage.
The organization is also linked to a 2023 vehicle crash in Oklahoma that resulted in seven deaths. Both leaders in the country illegally have pleaded not guilty and are detained without bond awaiting trial. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Former U.S. Representative Lincoln Diaz-Balart, a prominent advocate for Cuban democracy, passed away at 70 after battling cancer. He served 18 years in the House and played a significant role in shaping U.S. foreign policy toward Latin America.
Diaz-Balart was instrumental in enforcing the Cuban embargo and passing immigration laws benefiting various nationalities. His efforts influenced many Cuban Americans to shift their political affiliations. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Cairo, aiming to extend and solidify the truce in Gaza. The initial phase of the ceasefire is set to expire this weekend, but negotiations continue to maintain peace. Joseph Eckerson reports.
The discussions follow the release of four Israeli hostages by Hamas in exchange for over 600 Palestinian detainees. The ceasefire has allowed for humanitarian aid to reach affected areas in Gaza.
President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, urging Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to pursue peace or risk losing U.S. support.
European leaders have reiterated their support for Ukraine, emphasizing the importance of a united front against aggression. Zelensky has maintained that any peace talks must include security guarantees to prevent future conflicts. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio Big is in the mix.
Yeah, we are in the mix. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as we are 55 minutes past the top of the hour. In 2018, Forbes names Jeff Bezos the world's richest person for the first time with a net worth of $122 billion. Bill Gates nabbed the number two spot with $90 billion. And at the time, Elon Musk somehow managed to scrape by with $19.9 billion. That was back in 2018. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's see. Alicia Bowe turns 28. Josh Hart, 30. Sam Bankman-Fried, 33. Tyler, the Creator, 34. Shaquille O'Neal turns 53 today. Connie Britton, 58. Edward Disson, 68. Martin Cove, 79. David Gilmour also turns 79. Valencia Tarascoska turns 88, and Alan Greenspan turns, 99, and William H. Webster turns 101 today. Holy shit. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Dentist Day, Dred Scott Case, National Dress Day, National Oreo Cookie Day, and National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. A lot of stuff to go about and talk about. So there you go. That's some days. If you need some randos for today, well, I'm sure I can set you up with some of those as well. If pigs could fly, I bet their wings could be delicious. Just saying. If you need a phone starter for today, try this one. What's the weirdest text you've ever received? The weirdest text you've ever received. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. A survey found that 49% of people who aren't currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at their next workplace. What is it? Make friends. Do you hang out with a lot of people from work? I mean, I'm just asking because I know some people that do and I know some people that don't. I remember for years I refused to. I would refuse to. Made me antisocial, according to some people. But that's, I guess that's part of the case. Okay, so that's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm and hanging out and doing the things that we do, talking about the world of music and entertainment, and playing some music, of course, over there for you. If you decide to go over there with me, RadioBig.fm. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, because, you know, that's what he does. He talks about the world of safety consulting. By the way, if you're on a replay, because apparently now we're replaying this show late afternoon, I'll just say that maybe Sheldon Primus is not there. Because we are replaying this on RadioBig.fm. Just happening. We had some changes occur, but we'll get into more of that stuff. By the way, before I forget, don't forget Conklin Conference 4 coming up September the 9th through the 11th. So would love to see you there. Go to safetyfm.com for more information about that. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I'd love to leave you with this. You can never plan the future by the past. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. In the stars genetic, yeah, you and me, we a classic song.